Melinda, for those who aren't familiar with the Guardian Ad Litem program, it really is one of the most important volunteer groups in this area. Can you explain what it's all about?
I certainly can, Melissa. We are court-appointed special advocates, and our sole responsibility is to advocate for the best interest of children who have been alleged to have been abused, abandoned, or neglected, and they are now in the foster care system. We are unique in that we are the only organization whose only interest is the children's best interest. So that, you know, that becomes a focus on these children finding permanency, because all children deserve to be in safe, stable, and happy homes.
And how do volunteers work in the system? How does it all, if say someone's interested in being part of this, what does it involve?
Well, it's actually like being unpaid staff. It's not your typical volunteer opportunity, because they do a lot of work. They do an independent investigation into the case. So in addition to seeing the children once a month and getting to have a relationship with them, they are actually interviewing anyone who may touch that case. They're talking to the parents, they're working with caseworkers. If the children are of school age, they're talking to teachers. If the children are undergoing counseling, they're meeting with therapists. In addition to that, they are then writing reports, and they're coming into court and they're advocating to the court on what is in the best interest of these kids. It might be something as minor as going to the dentist, and it may be something as serious as terminating a parent's rights.
Steve Berger, you're a volunteer with the Guardian Ad Litem office. What attracted you to this?
When I retired, I knew I wanted to do something more than just be retired. And I saw a story about, I just moved here recently from West Palm Beach, is where I began this about 4.5 years ago, and saw a critical need. There were back then 300 to 400 children that were entitled to a advocate who would speak for them in court. Of course, I didn't know what the program was, but I've always had an interest in that area. And so I went in to see what it was about, went through the training, got certified, had my first case, and I was hooked. The feeling and satisfaction you get of helping these children survive after they've gone through the trauma. Can you imagine a young child being taken away from her family, her home, her friends, her school, everything she knows, regardless of the conditions they are living in, not knowing the new people they're going to live with, strange food, strange bedroom, strange friends, a different school. It's very, very traumatic and frightening. The Guardian Ad Litem Advocate is the one person that gets to know them. They are there for them to answer all of their questions. The children, once the relationship is formed, feel they can confide in them. And that is a most satisfying feeling.
Absolutely. And what Steve's doing is so important. Unfortunately, we need more Steves.
We do. We do. Currently in our circuit, we've got 1,100 children that are appointed to our program. I've got 405 certified case-caring volunteers. So 700 of these children actually have a volunteer child advocate. The other 400 are being advocated for by my staff. Obviously, the staff, if they're trying to help manage these volunteers as well as work cases, they do not have all the time needed to truly advocate to the best of all of everyone's ability to do what we need to do for the children.
So, Steve, you want to put the call out right now. You want more people to join you in volunteering.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And may I share one quick story that this will be a heartstring tugger. I had a middle school student, and the reason I'm bringing up now, it's so timely, as you know, there was a quite in-depth story today about the problem of bullying.
Sure.
And if you're a parent out there listening, it is something you need to be aware of with your children, and I'm sure you are. Anyway, I had a middle school student who was continually being suspended from school for fighting. And on the last time, I went to visit him that evening in his group home and told him we would talk. I had already established a trusting relationship, and I said, I'll be here tomorrow morning, and let's talk this out. Well, it turned out I spent about an hour with him, and halfway through that hour, I said, what's going on? Why are you fighting all the time? And he broke down crying because the kids keep calling me a foster child.
Mm.
It took all of my strength not to cry in front of him. The result was I went back to school. I had a relationship with the dean of the school. We got the young man back in school. He did not have to finish his suspension. Got him back in class. Got him on the basketball team. Coach was keeping an eye on him. He liked school because now he was successful in basketball. For the remainder of the year, that child did not have one discipline referral.
So you really did some good there.
I hope so.
So Melinda, how can people join Steve and become part of Guardian Ad Litem?
Well, first thing they can do is pick up the phone, call our office at 904-255-8440. Again, that's 255-8440. You would have to be 21 years of age. You have to be able to pass a level 2 background check. And then you undergo 30 hours of specialized training before you then are assigned to a case involving a child.
They need your help. Give them a call. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.